Earlier this summer, I went to scout out preparations at one of the festivals we're going to visit this week, way up in the center of the Ochoco National Forest. Driving onto the site of the Oregon Eclipse Festival in eastern Oregon's Big Summit Prairie feels like you're driving onto the set for Mad Max 5, Total Eclipse of the Art. Tattooed, tanned workers zip around on dirt bikes and all-terrain vehicles, clouds of dust chasing them across the high desert terrain.
How's it going?
I meet my guides at the center camp, where dozens of tents and RVs only hint at the 30,000 people to come. This is the site of perhaps the country's biggest, most remote eclipse festival. There will be seven stages hosting 400 musical acts, mostly of varying shades of electronica.
There's more music than one person could possibly even fathom.
Kevin Cochen is the marketing director and a partner in Symbiosis, the main organization behind the festival.
It's like the lure to get people to come and like experience this reality that we're creating.
Cochen is taking me on a tour with the festival's creative director, Bosque Herbeck, and the landowner, Craig Woodward. We drive by an enormous tent that'll host food booths and workshops, multiple structures and stages, and a lake. The scale is enormous. But it reflects a festival 11 years in the making. Herbeck started the annual Symbiosis Gathering in 2005 after attending a total eclipse festival himself.
Going to an eclipse festival was a life-changing experience for me, so I was definitely, after that, an eclipse chaser.
Seeing that the next total eclipse to hit the U.S. was slated for 2017, his team began looking for a site, and eventually they found Big Summit Prairie. It's a giant, privately owned clearing in the crown of the Ochoco Mountains that's filled with wildflowers in the spring and cattle in the summer.
About as conservative and redneck as anybody you're ever going to find.
Craig Woodward worked on the prairie as a kid, just like his father and grandfather before him. After building a large logging and real estate business, he was able to buy up 11,000 acres of it. But it's not been easy. The rent he gets from grazing cattle isn't keeping up with the taxes and fire patrol costs, to say nothing of the bottom falling out of the logging industry.
That's why I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with here. The local people say, Craig, say it isn't true. You wouldn't let a bunch of hippies on your ranch, would you? And I said, well, you have to reinvent yourself if you're going to stay alive.
Woodward agreed to rent 300 acres of marginal land called Scab, and he's provided much of the machinery to widen the roads, move earth, and build the structures, as well as the salvaged timber and scrap materials for construction.
Great work, man.
We stop at the Solar Temple. It's this giant moon-shaped clearing with an earthen amphitheater that they've built ringing the north side. The idea is that people will sit on the amphitheater with a full view of Big Summit Prairie before them as the moon covers the sun. This is Bosque Herbeck and Kevin Cochen again.
With the expansiveness, you'll be able to see the shadow get casted across the whole prairie, and it'll just shoot right across. It's like 1,000 miles an hour.
They call that the wall of shadow.
Organizers say that Woodward's expertise has been essential for preparations. After all, they're basically building a temporary city. They've had to drill two wells and bury water lines to provide potable water to the area. The county required them to set up garbage collection, sewer lagoons, and a pop-up hospital staffed by doctors and nurses. And how do you begin to explain to delivery drivers that you don't have an address, but can they only follow these multi-step directions referencing Forest Service roads by numbers? Of course, the biggest concern is fire, but Woodward says he's prepared.
I've had a fire contract with the state for over 40 years. I'll have three dozers on site. I'll have at least three fire trucks on site.
While the logistics are a monster challenge, the Oregon Eclipse Festival team revels in the details. We pass people making art installations that visitors will wander upon. Another team is building a floating bridge across the lake, which will be filled with art barges. And everyone agrees it's all in service of the real headliner, the sublime majesty that is a total eclipse. From Big Summit Prairie, I'm Aaron Scott.